We're here on our Saturday morning newsmaker on Quicks and Cress, and today we have Andy Bailey joining us here. He is the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. And they had a meeting this past Tuesday that has a pretty good importance for the public. Andy, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about this meeting.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, we had a fairly large meeting with around 100 of our core partners on something we call the Integrated Warning Team. It was primarily broadcast meteorologists, emergency management partners, and the National Weather Service. We did have a few other folks from hospitals. We had someone from OSHA. We had some MoDOT folks there and KDOT people. And what we were really working on is how we can work better as a team to deliver consistent information to the general public during times of hazardous weather, whether it's tornadoes, flooding, winter weather, any of those things. So a lot of it was talking about how we operate and how we can communicate and coordinate our messages in real time.
And one of the things your role at the Weather Service is issuing those severe thunderstorm, tornado warnings, winter storm, all those kinds of warnings that people might see either on the TV or the radio. So with that said, what are some of your biggest takeaways from that meeting?
Well, one of the things we understand here at the National Weather Service is our job doesn't end once we hit the enter button and send those warnings out. It's very important for us to communicate in real time during severe weather. Our partners, especially in the broadcast media, rely heavily on us passing along timely reports from storm spotters, same thing from emergency managers, as well as just kind of our thinking as to how we expect those storms to evolve in the near future. You can imagine our TV meteorologist friends who may be on TV live for hours on end. They don't have time to go into in-depth analysis of the radar or collect reports from all over the viewing area. And so our information really feeds and drives what they communicate during you know, really high-impact, high-end weather events. And so we work very closely with them to try to make sure when the weather's not happening, we coordinate these sort of things. So once it's go time, hopefully the Integrated Warning Team is firing on all cylinders.
So with that said, I know this has been a relatively consistent thing you guys try and do to inform the public, but was there anything new in regards to how you might end up changing this approach? I would imagine, I know we do have a small window of potential severe weather during the fall months, but especially going into the winter months where that's probably our next big in regards to hazardous weather.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things we focused on was our May 28th tornado event we had just on the west side of the Kansas City metropolitan area. We had an EF4 tornado that was on the ground for 30 minutes, and there were no fatalities. And when I went out and did the damage survey after the day after that, I was amazed. Every single person out of the dozens of people that I had talked to knew the tornado was coming. They had heard either about the warning or that the tornado existed, and they were in their shelter. I've never been on a survey like that before. Usually if I get half the people to respond that way, that's pretty good. So we're really trying to capitalize on what went well on May 28th and apply that to other areas. One of the things as we head into winter that our office specifically is going to do is we're going to reach out and try to work more closely with our school district partners, who we haven't had a lot of interaction with in the past, and give them a better idea of the types of weather information that's available from the National Weather Service, how they can use it to better make better decisions, given obviously their huge transportation issues they have in the wintertime, as well as maybe putting together some standard practices for our office to have special briefings for them as those big winter storms are starting to take shape off to our west.
And how is that planning on being executed? Would they have access to a chat room like many of us do in the media and some of the EMDs, or how would that be approached?
Those are the details we hope to flesh out over the next month and a half or so before we really get into the heart of the weather. We're working on putting together some regional workshops for emergency managers and school officials to not only, again, educate them on the kinds of things that are available, but gather feedback from them on how best to communicate and serve them, you know, really to meet their needs going forward. So those are in the very early stages. Haven't even made contact with the school districts yet, but that'll be shaping up in the next couple of months.
And again, we have Andy Bailey. He is the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service down in Pleasant Hill. They are responsible for Randolph County here in Moberly. So What are some of the other things you guys have been working on in this fall to prepare for the winter and even going into potentially next spring with severe weather?
In addition to the schools, over the last year or so, we've been working a lot closer with the Missouri Department of Transportation. They have a huge task of maintaining the roads in the wintertime, keeping them clear, trying to keep up when the storms are at their worst. And we've been collaborating with them fairly closely over the last year or so, and we plan on continuing and really expanding that in the coming year. I believe it's the very early stages, but Missouri is going to be part of a program called Pathfinder this winter, which really enhances collaboration not only with the National Weather Service, but with the Department of Transportation's private meteorological forecasting firm as well. So it's really the idea with that is much like the Integrated Warning Team to have us all on the same page with respect to how we believe the storm should evolve and impact the roads and then have communicate with a single voice as to what people can do to best mitigate the impacts on them.
And I know you can't really predict out that far, but I think it should be fitting just to ask this question since you are a meteorologist. What's the winter looking like this year?
You know, right now, looking at our long-range projections and the seasonal forecasts, there really is no clear signal as to whether it'll be cold and snowy or warm and wet or somewhere in between. We really have equal chances of all those. And I will say if people are on the web and they see somebody putting out some sort of forecast that says, oh, it's going to be the worst winter ever, or it's going to be mild, it's really premature to make those sort of predictions, and really people who are doing that are more or less guessing.
Andy Bailey, the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill, has been our guest on our Newsmaker. Andy, we really appreciate the time, taking some time out of your busy schedule, and hopefully it is a fairly dry winter and also fall, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I appreciate you having me on, and have a good day.